One of these days, you're gonna die laughing.
God, they sound depressed in the control room today for movie day. Fridays are movies here on The Takeaway. That means Rafer Guzman with Newsday and The Takeaway, the film critic, is here with me. Hi, Rafer.
Hey, Todd.
We've got three selections for the movies, and we're going to get to it. We've got Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, which is a green screen technological spectacular. Girls Trip is out, and also Dunkirk, the war period piece, which looks amazing. You want to do some trivia?
First. All right. All right.
I mentioned Dunkirk, Christopher Nolan directing. It's got Kenneth Branagh in it. It's got Finn Whitehead. Here's your trivia coming. Don't answer now. We're going to save this for the end. And by the way, if you know this, hit me up on Twitter. Try to get in on this. If you're first in, we'll try to see if Rafer knows the answer too. All right. Dunkirk, in addition to the other stars that I mentioned, Rafer, Cillian Murphy and Tom Hardy are starring in Dunkirk. Here's your trivia now. Here's Cillian Murphy and Tom Hardy chatting together in another production.
Good morning, Mr. Solomons.
Yeah, it is. Nice little place you got here, Tubbers. Who is it? A foreclosure of a gambling debt from some poor young lord who you pumped full of opium in one of your casinos. Was that just tittle-tattle?
Well, Tom Hardy with some tittle-tattle there. Mm-hmm. Name that show, Rafer. If you know it, hit me on Twitter. Rafer is looking at me with a bit of a quizzical look on his face, but he knows a lot about Dunkirk, directed by Christopher Nolan. Let's listen.
The call went out. We have to go to Dunkirk. Ready on the stern line.
What are you doing? You know where we're going.
Into war, George.
I'll be useful, sir.
One of ours. He's on me.
I'm on him.
Allied soldiers pouring into Belgium, and an epic trailer that made me think of Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, that was Mark Rylance that we heard right there as the captain of a little boat called Moonstone, who is one of the many civilian sailors who sailed across the channel toward the French beach of Dunkirk to evacuate the troops. What's kind of interesting about this movie is that it's not a battle film. It's an evacuation film. Dunkirk was a retreat that somehow the British turned into a symbolic victory, and that's what's kind of interesting about this. You were talking about Tom Hardy, Kenneth Branagh, Mark Rylance. No major stars in this film. The real star here, of course, is Christopher Nolan. This is him doing this amazing World War II film. It is so visually intense. You are in the cockpit with Tom Hardy. You are on that boat. You are on the ground, on the beach, in these boats that are being sunk by the Germans. It's really an incredible visual experience. The one thing I would say is, there aren't real characters in this film. We don't really know people's backstories, their personal motivations, except for just the sheer will to survive, which makes the film very real. I'm sure that's how it was if you were a soldier there on the beach. It kept me a little bit at arm's length emotionally from the characters, but I will say that if you're going in to see a spectacle, and if you can see this in IMAX, it is worth it. It is an incredible cinematic experience.
The opening scene, the famous opening sequence of Saving Private Ryan, was about the battle, not about a character.
Of course.
And then the characters came in afterward, and this film seems to be more about that battle is the star.
This is really essentially 120 minutes of action, of just pure visceral physical action. And again, does it rival Saving Private Ryan's battle scene, one of the most famous battle scenes on film? I would have to say yes.
Oh, great. Well, it sounds like it's not to be missed. Oh, we got to shift gears a little bit now for Girls Trip.
Okay.
A very different film. This is starring Regina Hall, Queen Latifah, Jada Pinkett Smith. I saw this trailer. It looks hilarious.
Look like a bedazzler threw up on that thing.
What? This is very fashionable. It's up today and yesterday. It's very retro.
How about we save it for the last night of our lives?
So The Hangover was a huge hit, and then there were a couple of follow-on sort of style movies in the style of The Hangover with different types of cast, and this seems to be of a piece.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is an attempt to do an all-female, African-American, R-rated, raunchy version of The Hangover, and why not? And when you've got a cast like this, you really can't lose. Queen Latifah is great, Regina Hall is great, Jada Pinkett Smith, who we don't see that much of anymore, she's really good, but the breakout star here is a woman named Tiffany Haddish, who has been around for a while. I wasn't familiar with her, but Will Packer, who produced Think Like a Man and basically made a movie star out of Kevin Hart, I think has just done the same for Tiffany Haddish. She is so good, so funny, so charming, and I think this is going to be the movie that we remember as her breakout moment.
Lots of laughs. We got to go to the cosmos for a minute. I was almost hoping to avoid this, but we're not going to avoid it. Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. Let's do listen to this.
Welcome to Alpha, the City of a Thousand Planets.
Alex, can you update us?
I'd be delighted to. The Alpha station has grown 7% this year. And since it left the terrestrial orbit, it has traveled almost 700 million miles.
Population?
Almost 30 million. 3,236 species from the four corners of the universe live on board.
She sounds exactly like the woman who tells me to silence my cell phone before the movie.
That's right. She's about as exciting as it gets in this film. I'm going to have to say that's Dane DeHaan, Cara Delevingne playing 28th century operatives who are trying to save this city of a thousand planets. Luc Besson, who I love, you know, yeah. Fifth Element, Lucy.
Yeah.
Such a disaster, this film. I'm sorry to say, so creaky. Old-fashioned and sort of not aware that it's kind of seems like a latecomer to the whole science fiction genre. It's based on French comic books. People say that Star Wars ripped off Valerian, stole a lot of the best ideas, like the trash compactor scene and things like that. Maybe so, but this just feels so out of date and not fresh.
I saw this trailer and I thought, how many square meters of green screen had to die?
Boy, a lot.
To make this thing.
Yes.
Yeah, I think you and I might have been on the same page. All right, let's do go back to Dunkirk, however, because I gave you a little bit of trivia. I played you Killian
Murphy.
Killian Murphy, yes, and Tom Hardy having this conversation.
Oh, foreclosure of a gambling debt from some poor young lord who you pumped full of opium in one of your casinos. Was that just tittle tattle?
Killian Murphy and Tom Hardy. Rafer, what show are they on there?
I'm drawing a blank, as usual. I'm falling down on the job, Todd.
J.P. Dempsey knows it. He just tweeted me. He says that's Peaky Blinders on Netflix, which is a fantastic period piece, 1920s Birmingham in England, organized crime story. It's absolutely fantastic. Do check that out, by the way, if you haven't seen it. Rafer Guzman, I'm sorry you didn't get it.
Do I get a consolation prize?
You have to see Valerian. That's your prize for that one.
Seen Rafer
it. Guzman with Newsday.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.